with SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. It is official. Israeli military has killed Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of the Hezbollah terrorist group, in that strike overnight in Beirut. BBC correspondent Peter Bachega.
For several hours overnight, the Israeli military carried out a wave of airstrikes on Dahiya, Hezbollah's stronghold in southern Beirut. After warning residents to evacuate, the army said it targeted locations including weapons production facilities and storage sites that it said were under civilian housing. Fleeing their homes, carrying only bags and rucksacks, thousands of people have congregated in streets and squares in central Beirut. These attacks follow the most powerful Israeli airstrikes on the city in this conflict, apparently targeting Hezbollah's longtime leader, Hassan Nasrallah.
Also at SRNnews.com, the death toll from Helene stands at 52, although several people are still missing. That massive hurricane caused billions of dollars of damage across a wide area in the southeast U.S., and the storm is posing a danger to a number of cars.
Electric vehicle owners who live in the path of hurricanes should be wary of the risk their cars could catch fire if they're inundated by salt water as the powerful storm moves ashore. There have been several instances of electric vehicles igniting after past hurricanes. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has been tracking this problem since the first instances of it were reported in October 2012 after Hurricane Sandy struck the Northeast. The problem is that the salt that remains after the ocean water evaporates can conduct electricity and allow the batteries to short circuit and catch fire. Ron Taylor reporting.
Deli meat company Boar's Head being scrutinized by law enforcement officials over a deadly outbreak of Listeria food poisoning. 10 people have died. This is SRN News. A new pro-Israeli group has been formed.
It's called the Conference of Presidents of Christian Organizations in Support of Israel, and it has the backing of nearly 100 evangelical leaders, including Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council and former Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. The goal of the organization is to muster more support for the Jewish state in the wake of last year's devastating attacks by Hamas and ongoing fighting with that Muslim terrorist group as well as Hezbollah. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New poll from the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, shows a solid majority of Hispanics in America believe abortion should be legal in most, if not all, cases. This fact holds no matter what the religious affiliation of Hispanic American happens to be. 40% identify as Catholic, about one-third as Protestant. This is SRN News. Good news at the gas pumps.
Gas is $3.22 a gallon on average, 13 cents cheaper than a month ago, 61 cents less than a year ago. And the AAA says pump prices will probably drop even more due to so-so demand and low oil costs. The states where gas is most expensive are California, Hawaii, and Washington. It's least expensive in Mississippi, Texas, and Louisiana. I'm Rita Foley.
When J.D. Vance and Tim Walz take the stage for next week's vice presidential debate, CBS says it will be up to the candidates, not the moderators, to fact-check one another. In Georgia, two police officers have been shot and wounded, a gunman killed during a shooting in a gun store. Both officers are hospitalized and expected to survive. In a mass shooting in South Africa, 17 are dead. More details at SRNnews.com.